Cook Maston's English Seminar with subtitles.
Hi. As you may have noticed, each blog post I prepare for this podcast has links to two kinds of videos. One type, landscape orientation, is intended to be viewed on a computer or TV screen. And the other type, portrait orientation, is intended for smartphones. In this episode, I'll try to explain why I go to the trouble to make a different type for smartphone users, and how I hope language students will use these videos. The main difference between the two types is in their orientation. The first type is oriented horizontally. In other words, the video is wider than it is tall. This is called landscape orientation because traditional landscape paintings are oriented horizontally. The other type is oriented vertically and is called portrait orientation because portraits are usually taller than they are wide. TV shows and movies are almost always made in landscape orientation. When you watch a video on a TV or a computer, you don't really have any reason to even think about portrait orientation because your video and the screen you're using are both oriented horizontally. The situation is a little different, however, when you watch videos on a smartphone. Unlike TVs and computers, smartphones are easier to use in portrait mode. If you want to, you can switch to landscape mode, but using your phone in landscape mode isn't as comfortable as using it in portrait mode. In portrait mode, the phone rests easily on the palm of your hand, leaving your other hand free to touch the screen if you need to. In landscape mode, however, you either need to put the phone on a table, use both hands, or do your best to hold it in one hand without dropping it. For this reason, many smartphone users prefer to watch videos in portrait mode, even though that means that 2/3 of their screen will go black when they do so. This tendency seems to be particularly strong in Japan. According to an article published in 2016, among Japanese users, portrait mode is almost as popular as landscape mode for viewing videos. When I first started making videos with both English and Japanese subtitles, I assumed that I should make them in landscape orientation because that's what I was used to. In order to use the screen space as efficiently as possible, I put the English subtitles at the bottom of the screen and the Japanese subtitles on the right side. After I had some students put my videos on their phones, however, I noticed that many of them didn't want to switch to landscape mode and wound up watching the videos in portrait mode, even though that made the subtitles so small that they were hardly legible. At first, I found this to be a little frustrating, but now I'm glad I got this feedback because it led me to begin making videos in portrait orientation. When I tried making a video in portrait orientation, I realized that this orientation, in addition to being more comfortable for most smartphone users, is also very good for subtitle display. One advantage of portrait orientation is that more room is left for text. This means that the text of the subtitles can be bigger and easier to read. An even more important advantage is that you can turn the subtitles off by simply turning your phone sideways. This is possible because many video apps allow you to set video to fill the entire screen without changing the aspect ratio, that is, the shape of the video. Since the shape of the video is kept the same, any part of it that doesn't fit on the screen is hidden. So, when a video made in portrait orientation is shown in landscape mode, the top and bottom parts, that is, the parts with the subtitles, disappear. They reappear, however, when the user returns the phone to portrait mode. If everyone found it easy to understand spoken English, I wouldn't need to add subtitles to my podcast. The only reason I go to the trouble to add English and Japanese subtitles is that I hope they'll help people improve their listening comprehension. In other words, if you don't have any trouble understanding my spoken English, I don't think you need to look at the subtitles. Just watch the video in landscape mode so that you're not distracted by the subtitles, or put your phone in your pocket and just listen to the audio. If, on the other hand, you occasionally find it difficult to understand something I'm saying, I think that you may find the subtitles to be useful. If you can't recognize some of the words I'm saying, try holding your phone in portrait mode and looking at the English subtitles. You may find that seeing the words on the screen is enough to help you understand what I'm saying. There may be other times when you have trouble getting the gist of a sentence, that is, its overall meaning, even though you know all of the individual words in it. In situations like that, I hope you'll find the Japanese subtitles to be helpful. After you've used the subtitles to study a particular sentence, I think it's a good idea to return your phone to landscape mode and then listen to the sentence one more time. In many cases, I think you'll find that you're able to understand what I'm saying fairly easily the second time around. If you're still having trouble, however, keep going back and forth between the portrait and the landscape modes until you're satisfied with your ability to understand the spoken English. I think you'll find this method of turning the subtitles on and off to be particularly useful when you're studying sentences that are difficult for you. The ability to switch subtitles on and off is also useful if you want to practice repeating a sentence you've just heard. You might, for example, listen to a sentence in landscape mode without subtitles, and then try to repeat what you heard from memory. Then, after you've done your best to imitate the sentence as you heard it, you can hold your phone in portrait mode and check the subtitles to see if you remembered it correctly. When you try to repeat a sentence you've just heard, you're using a study method called active recall. Instead of merely listening passively, you're actively testing your ability to recall what you've just heard. There's a large body of research that indicates that an active approach to learning, one in which you test your ability to do something, is much more effective than merely listening or reading. Active recall is harder than passive listening. Accurately repeating a sentence or phrase you've just heard takes more effort and concentration than merely listening to it. It's that effort and concentration, however, that helps you learn. The mental training that you do when you learn a language is similar to the physical training that an athlete does. Whether you're an athlete or a language learner, When you push yourself to do something that feels difficult, you get stronger. Dictation practice, that is, writing down something you've just heard, takes even more effort and concentration. When you do dictation, you need to be able to repeat what you've just heard, either out loud or in your imagination, and then write it down with proper spelling. It takes some effort and determination, but I hope that the videos I've made in portrait mode will make the process of practicing dictation a little easier for you. Dictation practice takes effort, but it can be a very satisfying way to study because you can see your progress clearly. When you first try to write a sentence down, you may find that you've made a mistake or two. Perhaps you thought I said book, for example, when I was really saying books. Or maybe you thought I said a book when I actually said the book. Don't be discouraged, though. If you don't give up, but keep trying to listen to and then write down the same sentence, I'm sure you'll eventually get to the point where you can write it down perfectly without any mistakes. When you finally do get it right, savor your success. You did it! You were able to learn to do something you couldn't do yesterday. Don't worry about the mistakes that you made along the way. Instead, take pride in the progress you've made. I think that dictation practice can be a satisfying way to study because you don't need anyone to tell you whether or not you did a good job. All you have to do is check to see that what you wrote down is the same as what you see in the subtitles. If it is, then you know you got it right. And if you can get something right today that you got wrong yesterday, then there's no doubt about the fact that you're making progress. If you focus on the progress you've made today, I think you'll be able to find the enthusiasm to make even more progress tomorrow. I hope this episode has helped you understand why I make videos in portrait orientation and gotten you interested in practicing study techniques that take advantage of the ability to hide the subtitles and then show them again. There's more that I'd like to say about active recall and dictation, but I'll save those comments for another episode. Until then, take care and keep studying.